Wheat harvest has begun in South Dakota, but a bumper crop is not expected. Drought since last fall in many areas has cut yield potential for South Dakota's wheat crop, both winter and spring varieties, explains South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Reed Christofferson.
Certainly, the winter wheat, we're going to see stronger yields, even though there were significant portions of the winter wheat that were rolled up for hay. Spring wheat's going to be the real disappointment this year, and lots of reports of empty heads and maybe some fields that just won't be harvested in any manner.
Empty heads occur when drought-impacted plants are hit by high temperatures during the critical pollination stage.
And when we lack that water at the right time, certainly there's no fill of those grain heads. And so it's a lot of effort that has no production at the end. Most of this wheat was also very short, and so it's even had some limit in the hay value.
But the news is not all bad, and early reports of winter wheat harvest show some bright spots, with 70 bushel per acre yields in some areas. Protein, too, may be better than expected, as stress tends to boost protein levels. Christofferson states protein in wheat from the central and southern states has been disappointing, so South Dakota farmers may have opportunities for premiums.
There's certainly going to be, I think, a market both for a new crop and any old crop the producers might be sitting on, both in winter wheat and spring wheat, for those millers that are still going to be looking for some protein. So know what you've got even as you're harvesting. Try to do that segregation as it's coming out of the field. Blend where you can, but stay on top of any discounts you might need to manage.
Tune in to Dakota Farm Talk next Monday for the annual winter wheat harvest report from across the state. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.